This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
That's that me espresso. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for joining us. It's only Thursday. But it's
Friday. Is that all?
That's all.
Oh, boy.
Although,
it's,
you know,
Thursday.
Today is Tay Day, not Thursday. She gets her own day. I mean,
Tay Day.
Disneyland tickets, we've got them every hour. 705 will give you your first code word. You text that to 20357. You'll be entered for a 4-pack of tickets for the Disneyland Resort, and you'll be qualified for the grand prize vacation, which is amazing. And we're doing it every hour from 705 to 6.05 p.m. All through Mason Show, all through Jane Show. We got Disney. You want Disney? We got Disney. Okay. Bob's Movie Club is coming up in a second here. But first, we're going to talk a little bit about Taylor Swift. Taylor was on the Kelce Brothers podcast and broke the internet, just so you know. Yesterday, 1.3 million fans tuned into the podcast to watch. This was for the video podcast portion of the show. So they streamed. It screams live here, but it was not live. There were, you know, this was.
Yeah, it's just live for the chat. And
yes,
but it was definitely pre-recorded. But that broke. I know the downloads broke a record in one day. The last record was 800,000, and I forgot which one that was. But anyway, but it broke all kinds of records.
And it also broke the internet, because about an hour and 44 minutes in, the screen just went black, and then everyone was losing their minds. What's happened?
What did happen?
The stream just got cut off.
Oh.
I guess it overloaded. I have no idea. But the New Heights social media account had to inform fans, we are having a glitch. We'll be back shortly. And then after they had lost video. So, and the audio version continued on, apparently. Just the stream of the video got cut off. So we have a lot of stuff we want to get to here. Let's just do nuts and bolts here. Taylor unveiling her new album. Let's hear a little bit about what the podcast sounded like, and then we'll get to Bob's Movie Club.
This is my brand new album.
Touchdown, apparently.
Sports yelling.
We got TS12, baby.
This is TS12. My brand new album. It's called The Life of a Showgirl.
Can you turn it up a little bit?
It was something that I was working on while I was in Europe on the Eras Tour.
So while you were on tour.
Okay. I was working. I would be
How
on tour.
How on earth did she do this on the tour is still blowing my mind.
I just love it. I just love it a lot. I love music. I would be playing shows. I'd do like 3 shows in a row. I'd have 3 days off. I'd fly to Sweden, go back to the tour. I'm actually like working on this I was physically exhausted at this point in the tour, but I was so mentally stimulated and so excited to be creating.
Oh, wow.
And this is...
And literally living the life of a showgirl.
I was.
While she wrote it.
That's why I said, that's why I called it that. Nailed it.
There you go.
Very cute. You know, I mentioned that yesterday. She, like you see other artists, and I mentioned Fiona Apple just as an example, who's someone who's a great singer and she's very talented, but clearly she is not into the business side of this thing. She just doesn't like doing it.
Mm.
And there are others. I mean, you can tell there are people who are doing it as a business and others who seem to love it so much.
Like her inspiration is unflagging. You know, she's on tour. Take a day off. Tour, go look at stuff in Europe.
I read
she's
that
like,
quote.
I'm going to go ahead and lock myself in a studio.
I read that quote. I didn't hear it live, but I read the quote about Taylor saying, yeah, during the Eras tour, on my days off, I was recording and I just thought, yep, she can't get enough.
Yep.
And if your creative juices are flowing, any artist will tell you, you've got to catch that stuff out of the sky while it's up there.
Right.
It won't just sit there and wait for you. It'll all drop to the ground around you and you will have lost the inspiration and the moment.
What I love about her is, and there are, you know, plenty of people who are like this. She's doing something that she loves so much that it isn't enough for her. Like it's, you know, she's out there doing 30 plus, you know, 3 hour shows, 3 days in a row, and then and clearly finding inspiration outside of that, and isn't just like, I played the music, enough music for now, enough music. Let me just have some silence. How about some silence? No, she loves it. She is music.
And Vinny, she kind of gets at exactly what you just said. She said making this album felt like catching lightning in a bottle because she really wanted to reflect and lay down exactly what she was experiencing while she was on tour, which means this album is bangers. I cannot wait.
So we've got more clips on the actual art of the album. We've got her talking about Easter eggs. We've got
numerology.
We've got her talking about meeting Travis and
yeah, that's
some
the stuff
cute
I
moments between
to.
The two. Lots of that stuff coming
there's
up on the show.
There's some really funny, I love the internet. It's great. I read like just pages and pages of transcript of this thing. Like, I mean, I guess AI does it. I don't know if someone's sitting there typing every word.
There was one site that I might have been page six, but they were like giving updates every few minutes.
Updates, absolutely. Yeah, like you could not get away from people kind of like live commenting on it as everyone's watching it. There were like tons of Twitter threads that were just like, you know, oh my God, I can't believe this on this, and then everyone replying to it. And it's I mean, like, you know how when you get like a court transcript? Well, I guess actually there's someone sitting there typing that too. But I just couldn't believe the amount of, it was like reading a book and so cute.
It was 2 hours long.
Yeah.
I watched the whole thing, obviously, as is my duty as a true Swiftie.
Yeah.
And after I'd been watching, because I was crafting while I was watching.
What were you crafting?
We can talk about that later.
Okay.
Was
it friendship?
Secret crafting.
Like secret crafting?
Yeah, it's secret crafting.
Well, what is it though?
It's a sign.
Oh.
It's none of your guys. It's none of your business.
Okay, fine.
Whoa.
I'm very interested in anything crafting.
Hey, I don't know if you get the show vibe here, but we share.
Okay,
I
don't want to share because Maddie's gonna judge me. So I don't want to share.
Is it a sign that says I love big hats or I don't return shopping carts or
no, it's got nothing to do with you.
Don't listen to me in the bathroom.
Well, anyway, we'll get to the bottom of this. Back to Taylor. Go on.
After I'd been watching for 40 minutes, I was like, she hasn't even gotten to the album reveal yet. There was still, you know, I wasn't even halfway done. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was delectable.
Delicious.
It was an hour and a half of them just chatting before she even got to the album reveal.
I wonder if they planned for 2 hours, if they were like, or
it
if they
like
were
exactly
just like, let's
hours,
just get
so
on
go, yes.
and let's go.
Well, it was edited. So there was, I mean, there's places you see where they did some, there was some edits and stuff.
They needed a quick make out. So they're like, don't post that part. You know,
not a single person scratched their nose the entire time.
Oh you know, that's funny. There is something when you're on camera all the time and you know you are, and you have watched yourself scratch your nose, you stop scratching your nose.
Oh, I'm, yeah.
Yeah. It's like fold your hands in your lap and we'll just keep them steady.
You want to do this now?
Yay. Oh, what are we doing?
I love movies.
Mm-hmm. I love movies too.
Bob's Movie Club.
Woo!
We got some movies for you. Bob's Movie Club. Bob's Movie Club.
Movies are great. This week's movie, Wes Anderson 2001 classic, The Royal Tenenbaums. I had never seen this movie. I have only seen, of Wes Anderson's movies, I saw Rushmore, called?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Rushmore.
When I was a teenager, and I was like, my English teacher showed it to me. I was like, what the heck is this? I didn't understand it one bit.
Not for teens.
And then I saw Asteroid City last year, and it was really interesting seeing, going back and watching an older movie where it's still very Wes Anderson, but he has come so far in fine tuning his vibe, mm-hmm. in his more recent movies, like, yes. the color scheme. He is way more into his world than he was when he made this one.
When I was watching The Royal, because I watch all the movies when they come out, and I agree with you, like, his aesthetic is honed to a fine point now, but you see it in this too.
Yeah.
Like, there's, first of all, it was awesome to see Gene Hackman after the horrible end that man had.
Right.
Just what, 6 months? I don't even know when that was.
Oh my gosh.
Absolutely horrible end.
The montage of him with the kids is one of my favorite parts of the movie, he's out with the kids doing all the bad stuff and everything.
Hanging off the garbage truck.
Yeah, good stuff.
That's not only one of the best scenes in his movies, it's one of the best scenes in movie making. And like the whole thing that, and I agree with him having passed, and there he is joyfully in a go-kart in at what, 70 something, if not pushing. And he's got the long, he's messy.
Mm-hmm.
He's messy, and he's this guy, Royal Tenenbaum, who's,
that's his name,
truly broken this family.
Yeah.
Oh,
the family is broken
horrible.
In all a million pieces, all over the place. And that's kind of what I believe makes this movie great, is it's slow. And if it was one of my friends who said, do you recommend The Royal Tenenbaums? I would have to know what their thing is before I'd say, you'll love it. Because not everyone will love this.
Right.
One of the Wes Anderson things that I always notice is the rapid fire, low key dialogue. Mm-hmm. Like, and Asteroid City did this a lot. Like, well, why are you coming around the side of the door? Well, I need to enter the room. It's like a, it's like this weird, it's almost like in order to have the dynamics when something goes crazy or someone loses their mind or a car crashes into something, it's almost like to have that, those, he sets like this weird hypnotic tone, and then a thing happens or there's a cutaway, and it's almost jarring because everything has been very intense, and I'm talking to you like this, and it's just a quick sentence, and I just have a couple things I want to say to you, and then I'm going to. And people keep their faces really expressionless in all
right.
his movies.
He sneaks jokes in there.
Oh.
It's like, it feels like I'm not supposed to be laughing. For example, when after Richie hurts himself and is in the hospital, and Margot shows up to the hospital and she's talking to the research kid, and she's like, where is he?
Dudley.
And the Dudley goes, who? Like, I'm like,
Dudley is
cracking up.
Quietly one of the funniest characters in the movie.
It's so true.
He's very good.
His existence in the movie is so bizarre.
The thing about that scene that we were just talking about, where Gene Hackman, Royal in the movie, takes the kids for a day out, which is,
he's their grandpa. He's never even met them before.
It looks like it takes course over years, but meanwhile, it's one afternoon, you know, whatever. But it's one of those things where the kids haven't smiled yet in that film at all.
No.
And so there's a buildup that you don't really notice. And then all of a sudden, it's this joyful, childlike exuberance between the kids and the grandpa. And there they are on the trash truck, you know, hitching, joyriding. All that stuff is just absolute joy.
It's so, and that's the contrast stuff. Like, mm-hmm. he's amazing at that to me. Like, that's one of the things about like watching a Wes Anderson movie, and really any of them, is about the movie. Like, it's not even so much about the plot. It's about like, well, oh my God. One of the funniest, I don't even think I ever noticed this before. I must have though. There's a scene where Owen Wilson's character is, I think, talking to Luke Wilson's character. And the artwork behind them is like, who knows what happened in that, in the thing. It's like the motorcycle gang, like maybe pulling a guy apart. And then there's,
oh yeah,
I didn't even notice that.
I don't think I noticed it the last time. Cause I was like, what is good? They're huge. They're like wall size murals of these people. And there's, you know, way down low underneath the picture is the guy talking. They're having a conversation. And these, I was like, the artwork is just another joke that you're just like, what? So,
speaking of Luke and Owen Wilson, Owen Wilson co-wrote this. This is a reunion of Luke, Owen, and Wes Anderson, their first movie, Bottle Rocket, which a lot of people haven't seen, and it's a gem. It's a classic. It's really good.
That's the movie that launched them all.
That's it. That launched all of them. It was an independent movie. These, you know, no budget,
right?
And you can tell.
Are they? And then, I mean, he uses the same people in all his movies. It's like. Were they also both in Darling Limited?
Yeah, I believe so.
I had never seen them in a movie together before, the Wilson brothers, funny. I don't think.
One of the things that I always like in a movie or even a TV show is the complicated character sort of exposing themselves, which Royal, who's just, again, just broken this family.
And unapologetic about it, basically.
Except that there's a point where he's talking, and now we're at this other spot where he's created destruction everywhere. Every one of his kids is damaged, and they'll bring it up like, I didn't get to meet your mom because you didn't invite me. All right, like, when are you going to stop being mad at me? Like, he just...
exactly. Like, it's your problem.
But there's a point where he's talking to his ex-wife who, you know...
Angelica Houston.
And he's like, he truly starts to, he goes, I'm ashamed of myself. I'm ashamed of myself. I've been terrible. You've been a rock. You've helped this fan. And that's very endearing.
It ends
despite
it,
having
on a high note.
Been an incredibly horrible human being, there you're getting that other side of that, which is, oh, he does know.
I will say, though, what bothers me about this movie, obviously Royal has a great arc personally and he gets to leave everything on good terms and have a lot of healing. But it annoys me that all of these family members needed him to come back around in order for their lives to get back on the right track. Everybody's parents are going to mess them up in one way or another. Obviously, he took it to the extreme with his inability to connect with them. But like, if you are waiting for somebody to come back into your life,
fix your family,
to fix you, to heal you, stop it. Like, let it go. Forgive your parents for whatever they did. Take responsibility onto yourself and make your life what you want. Like, find your own happiness. You don't need to wait for somebody to come back and give that to you.
Right.
And that annoys me.
He was the thing that ruined the family. And then he was the thing that brought it back together.
And that's annoying.
Two things that about Wes Anderson movies. First of all, Alec Baldwin narrating.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And then his soundtracks. The music in that and all of me. He always put some Rolling Stones in, and he just, it's amazing what he does with music with his movies as well.
The setting was interesting too. It was New York City, Harlem. I had to look it up though, because I thought it was New York City, but then halfway through I was like, this barely even looks like New York City, because it's very stylized and the cabs, and it's very kind of grungy.
Cabs. The cab is also another completely unacknowledged, hilarious, like one cab after another in worse shape. Like,
Doors are falling off.
Right.
Yeah.
If you've ever been in a gypsy cab, that's how they are.
I thought, oh, is that racist now?
I wasn't sure if anyone was going to bring her up, and no one has, so I'll mention it real quick. I think Gwyneth.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan. She was fine as Pepper
Potts.
She's fine.
In Iron Man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love her, actually, in that role.
Me too.
I love this role, and she did great with it.
And that eyeliner baby.
Like, just that... I don't know what the part where
the wooden finger
sitting in the bathroom smoking for.
She's up on the sink. She's on the sink smoking. And it's just, you know, she's like.
How did her husband not know that she smoked? She literally had a fan in the bathroom smoking.
I think
she
did.
She puts it out just. No, he didn't. He was shocked when he found out at the end.
It's because it was a movie. That's all.
No, yeah. I just feel like he wasn't really paying that close of attention to her if he couldn't smell that on
My
her.
Mom sneak smokes for 50 years. Like, I don't know how long. No, like 30 years maybe. She like told everybody she didn't smoke. and literally hit it as like very well. But then towards the end, she was just like, I don't care. I'm, you know, she was
getting
70 years old.
Enough already.
Yeah, right. Just go get me some cigs.
I had a friend growing, when I was growing up in Irvine, there was this girl that I was friends with, and her dad had a smoking shack in the backyard.
Oh.
No one knew this dude smoked, but when he got home, he would go to this little carriage house or whatever and just crush packs of cigarettes and then come out, shower.
Spritz himself with a little rose water and open up the window, turn on the fan.
It's a thing. Like, addiction is a real thing, and different people manage that differently. The ones who are just blatant and will light up wherever, and then there's the ones...
We're like, I'm trying to seem like a really good person who doesn't smoke.
Desperately hiding it.
Right.
Okay, yes, before Bob. We go, I want to share one fun fact. The falcon used to play Mordecai was kidnapped while they were shooting the film and held for ransom, and they couldn't get him back fast enough. So that's why later in the movie, the bird has more white feathers, because they had to get a different bird.
That's a great little
Someone kidnapped their falcon? How bizarre.
Bizarre. Perfect for this film.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a great tip.
Yeah, that was a good pick. I thought that was really good. Bob's Movie Club, we do it every other Thursday here on Alice. And you can certainly suggest movies for us to do these reviews on 800-400-3697. That's the text number.
Next Thursday, we'll announce the next one.
Yes. Okay, perfect. So you have a week to figure it out, Bobby. Great job. Bob's Movie Club, everybody. I love movies. What's coming up in the news, man?
No good deed goes unpunished after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice, 97.3. Good vibes and variety. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Go see our resident thirst trap, Maddie, today. 11:30 to 1:30. Hang out for your lunch break at Carrington College in Pleasant Hill.
Yes, come out. We got the hot ticket Friday night. Luke Bryan. We got lots of them, so come by and grab some tickets.
Carrington College, Maddie, today.
It says something different on my page.
Oh, what does it say?
I'll check it. How's that?
That'd be great. Thank you. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Splish Splash at Fremont's Aqua Adventure Water Park this weekend. Enjoy the Fortress of Fun, Roundabout River, Oasis Pool, and other water activities.
Oh, well.
With sponsorship help from Fremont Bank. Now through September 1st, plan your visit. Go to aquaadventure.com.
Real quick, I said the wrong Brian. It's Zach Bryan. Zach Bryan tickets tonight.
Wait, what did you
Thank
say?
Thank you, Vinny.
You
I said Luke
Bryan.
I said Luke.
Zach Bryan.
Zach Bryan.
Is that the guy who was with the chicken fry lady?
Yeah.
I didn't want to correct you because I don't know which was wrong, whether you had it right verbally or if it's written wrong.
But Nine times out of ten, Vin, just assume I'm wrong.
Okay.
Okay. That's a good thing to go by.
Zach Bryan's the hot ticket.
Yeah, he is.
Trust me.
Don't you have a girl down the street who's lost her mind over Luke Bryan?
Violet McCutcheon loves Zach Bryan so very much that she had been talking about him, a show that her dad was going to take her to. And she was like, when I get there, I'm just going to start crying. And I thought, that doesn't sound fun. Like most of us would go, well, I'm going to turn left before I get there then. I don't want to just go somewhere and cry.
I'll just cry in my room.
But she was like, no,
YouTube
of joy,
videos.
Vin, of joy. I'm going to cry with joy. I love him. All right.
Did she go and did she cry?
They had a ticket. It was way out in front, way out there. Maybe it's coming up now. Maybe it's for this show.
Yeah,
I don't know, but it's this Friday. Yeah. Where is it at? Somewhere here locally. Anyway, that's the show I think she's going
to. He's playing in the park in GGP.
Oh, awesome.
Thank you, Bob.
Totally into it.
That's a Friday night right there.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll have those tickets. Come see me.
That's going to be a vibe.
Yeah.
Morning overcast.
Yeah.
Sunshine again later.
Oh.
We've been seeing these days.
Yes, we have.
And the highs in the upper 70s.
Yesterday was lovely.
Did you guys get drizzle this morning?
Yes.
A little bit. Yep. It was wet down there yet again, which is just really weird. But my first story is about an airplane, but I wanted to begin by just mentioning, yesterday was one of those days that I don't have often where I hit, we did our work here, which that's our normal day.
Yep.
And then there was a meeting after and that went on for an hour. And then I
had
a training meeting and I did that went on for another hour. And then I had to get home because the dog's alone and needed to be peed. So I raced home and then I had to pick up Sandy and I had to race back over the hill to get to San Jose Airport. And there was some kind of traffic. It was just one of those days when I finally got Sandy back home, settled with some groceries so she could cook herself some food and got back home. I was like, I got to finish the Royal Tenenbaums right now. And I hit play on that. And that was my next thing. It was just one of those days. But I finished it and I love that movie. I don't know if we even, did you give a rating for your movie review?
I didn't.
Did you ultimately say you think this movie has, three out of five stars or?
I guess I feel like I'd give it four and a half.
It's good. I think it's good.
And you know what, Vinny? I just want to say I really appreciate you making the time to watch the movies. I know as a girl dad, you've got a lot going on. So thank you.
I was happy to watch it, but it was, and this is what I'm leading to. So there I am being like, oh my God, another thing. And the missus calls and goes, I'm on the tarmac. I don't even think we're going to get off the ground.
So she's still in New York.
She did. They did get off the ground very late.
Oh, boy.
I guess there's flight, ground crew, flight crew. There's something wrong right now and flights are being canceled in big numbers.
Oh, boy.
Was she at Newark?
I don't know which.
Yeah, Newark is like famously awful.
I've heard things.
Oh, yeah. Really? I don't know. She was definitely like, I just want to come home. And I was thinking, and I'm already home, so I really can't bitch anymore.
Thunderstorms yesterday.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh. Either way, and she got home. She texted me at 3 a.m. when I woke up to come here. She said, I just got back to Maka's house where the kids have been.
Oh, boy.
And I'll be home later today. And I was like, oof.
So by the time you get home, the house will be just ruined again.
Flying is stressful and difficult under a good situation. It can be very difficult. A recent Air France flight had to make an emergency landing in Canada to save a woman's life.
Oh.
So apparently this woman has some kind of medical emergency.
They don't specify. All right.
But the pilot had to make an emergency landing to save this woman's life. That's what it came down to. Here's a guy who has a plane full of people who all need to get somewhere, but this lady might not make it.
Right.
Needs help now.
Emergency.
So the Air France pilot made the emergency landing to save this woman's life, and on her way out the door, she double birded him. It's not clear what her health issue was. I'm going to guess, you know how some people will say, I'm fine. Just leave me be. Meanwhile, you're like, no, you're bleeding profusely. That's a gaping head wound.
Yes.
That's going to need a stitch or two. Or something.
Yeah, that is.
I don't know what her problem was. That's
just not the reaction that you would expect from someone who
just made an emergency landing on your behalf.
Right.
The plane was over northern Canada when it made a sharp turned to the right and headed for an airport in Newfoundland. The passenger shared two clips of the pilot coming on the PA to explain the situation. First, he says, we have to make an emergency landing, and you can see paramedics waiting on the tarmac when they land. So they're clearly there to get her to the hospital. Then they take off again, and he comes back on the intercom to say, they saved her life.
Mm.
She was angry. We're not sure why. When they took her off the plane, she gave us the middle finger on her way out.
Oh, he announced this.
Yes.
Wow.
Multiple people in the comments said they wish airlines would normalize pilot gossip on the PA. It was way more fun to hear that had happened.
He must have been ticked off.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. No good deed.
You're welcome.
Let me get this straight. I'm going to take every person off their route and land for you so that you can get the medical attention you need. And you're going to middle finger me as if I've done something wrong.
What the hell was going on with this lady?
I don't know.
That she had the wherewithal to double bird the pilot when she's on the verge of death.
Maybe she's mad she didn't make it to where she was going.
Well, I mean, that's the assumption, right? Flight. Oh, the poor dear. That is mystifying, actually.
I'm okay. Just get me to the airport where we're supposed to go. You're not okay. And if you die, guess who's in trouble?
Right.
Me, for not landing, for listening to you.
What are you, a doctor?
Is she responsible for the extra money it's going to, you know, like for paying?
I don't think
for
an emergency. No, I don't think an emergency you would be. If you did something purposefully, I would guess they would try to recoup the cost.
Yes. But for an emergency, that's just, we're humans. Like, save the human.
Yeah, right.
Even people who are like, damn it, I'm going to miss my, you know, they're like, well, the lady was going to die.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
There's this cool attraction in Michigan. They have, in northern Michigan, they have these beautiful sand dunes. And there's this one section of sand dunes where it's a park, and you park and you walk from across the sand dunes to the ocean. But it's very long,
in Michigan?
Up and down in Michigan, over these huge sand dunes. And at the end, there's this very steep sand dune that takes you to the water. And it's very easy to go down, but it's really hard to come back up, and you got to get back to your car. And they have a big sign that says, if we need to rescue you, it is $2,000 for us to bring in the equipment to, like, get you back up the sand dune.
Oh, my.
So I always wonder, how responsible are you if you put yourself in a position like that?
I agree with that, though, that that's probably happened to them enough times where they go, this is ridiculous. People need to know we're charging them for this crap. I get that. You know, first responders got to come out and pull you up the hill. In other hand signal news,
I just want to say that there's no ocean that touches Michigan.
It's not the ocean. It's the lake.
Great Lakes.
Same thing. Better, honestly.
I wonder if
I'm very confused that there's giant dunes there.
I know. It's so beautiful.
Well, I absolutely, she was on a roll, so I didn't want to interrupt and say, the famous sand dunes of Michigan.
If you go to, like, into Michigan, a lot of places have sand in Michigan. Like,
that's so surprising to me.
From where I've, at least when I stayed in central Michigan, I was surprised. I'm like, why is there sand on the road?
Yeah, when you're on the beach on one of the Great Lakes, it looks just like you're on an ocean.
Well, they're enormous. They're great. Yeah.
some might say.
Rocks, paper, scissors is a part of my life.
Yes.
I've used it as a child, and now I watch my own children use it.
Do you have a go-to? Do you always start with rock or paper?
I don't. Mm. I like to think like that I'm a pitcher, you know, and I like to try and read my batter and figure out what I think they're going to throw. Mm-hmm. And then I, you know, it's situational. Like, you know, if I'm with some dude, I'll go, this guy's throwing a rock for sure. Paper. I got you, fool. Mm. Like you don't have rock written all over your face.
Yeah.
Of course you do. Paper. What about you?
I don't want to tell you.
What do you mean you don't want to tell me?
I don't.
You have a go-to then.
I do.
So your first throw is always the same.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, now I know. So you'll get me one time and then you'll never get me again.
Well, punk. I'll try to keep track of what I've thrown at you in the past. You'll have to try to keep track too.
I'll never do that. Don't worry, you'll be fine. Someone pulled thousands of people and asked what they're most likely to choose when playing rock, paper, scissors, and the most common answer by far was?
Rock.
It's rock. Mm. 34%, over a third by barely any, but usually go with rocks. 23% said scissors and 20% said paper.
Mm.
So choosing paper on your first throw gives you the best odds of winning. Another 23% said they don't know what they're going to go for. They mix it up.
They read the batter.
Got to read this. I got to see what's doing.
Right.
The same poll asked about two other games of chance, and the stats on those are interesting too. For flipping a coin, are you more likely to call heads or tails?
I don't think I'm more likely to call either. I feel like it's an in the moment decision.
Most people say heads.
Yeah.
59% say heads. Just 21% said tails.
Let's flip a coin. Here we go. Call it in the air.
Tails. That is a terrible flip.
What a horrible flip.
You know what? Don't flip coins anymore.
Then I'm gonna lie to you and say you lost.
Okay. It's tails. Choosing a number between 1 and 10, and there's a clear winner. Sorry, I'm just trying to work my way through this.
I love that number.
Choosing a number between 1 and 10, there's a clear winner.
Is it 7?
It is 7.
Yeah.
That is most people's go-to number.
Mm. I'm more likely to go for 8 or 5.
The number 5 was second on the list. The best number to pick if you're trying to get someone to guess wrong is number 1.
I was just thinking it's got to be 1 because everyone just goes, it's between 1 and 10.
1 and 10 are the least picked numbers, just so you know.
That might come in handy someday.
Yes.
Keep that in mind, everyone.
How about a fast fact, everyone?
I love fast facts, Vinny. You know that.
Listen
fast,
to this.
Fact.
NSYNC didn't just get its name because the guys were, you know, NSYNC. Mm-hmm. It uses the last letter of each of the 5 original members' first names. Oh. Justin, Chris, Joey, Jason, and JC. Jason got replaced by Lance Bass, which screwed up the whole thing, but that's how they got the name in the first place.
That's funny. That's a good story. Thank you for that fast fact.
Pez dispensers.
I have no further questions. Yeah.
Pez dispensers were designed to look like cigarette lighters. They were supposed to encourage people to stop smoking and have a mint instead.
Oh. They do kind of look like that. I love Pez.
No, you don't.
I do.
I've never seen you carry Pez.
That's because I would eat them immediately. I wouldn't be carrying that around.
You can't even wait to get them into the pack. You just eat them right there.
I take the pack. I don't even unwrap it. I just you know, hold it to my mouth and shove from the bottom. I don't put it in the dispenser.
Macaulay Culkin was the first child actor to ever get $1 million for a movie.
Oh.
He got that for his role in My Girl.
Oh.
He got $4.5 million the following year for Home Alone 2. And $8 million 2 years later for Richie Rich.
Oh.
I don't know if anyone saw that one, but.
I don't think I saw Richie Rich. But I definitely saw, I think it's Anna Chlumsky is the co-star in My Girl.
I didn't see
it's tragic.
Home Alone, the original, forever.
Oh.
Like until my kids were born.
It's so great.
It's just not, I didn't pay any attention to Christmas till I had kids, and now it's all I think about.
And so do they love it?
We love it. We all love it. Yeah, it's really good.
Macaulay was just on Hot Ones, and the interviewer asked him which movie was better, Home Alone 1 or Home Alone 2, and he said, Home Alone 2, I got paid more.
That's a refreshing answer.
It is.
Honesty. Imagine that.
I'm too busy with my mouth on fire to tell you anything but the truth.
Yeah, that's such a weird way. I love podcasts. I love that people can just, you know, go at and, but chicken? Like you got to eat some hot chicken.
Yeah. It's,
and it, answer questions.
It actually really, that show works. It's really interesting to see someone having that reaction. Somebody, they're famous. Like they are eating the thing. It gets progressively hotter. And then the questions can be kind of silly like that because they're not concentrating on the, on the question. So it can be a dumb question like that. And his answer is really, and so it's like that spur of the moment. It's like a rapid fire round.
As a host, it's what you'd hope for. Yes. Not only a string of huge stars rolling through, they must have the best booking agent in the world.
They will, and they had to have started out like that because once, when things are just starting, it did seem like sort of a silly idea. But that show is like, that's established. Like that people are like, yeah, I want, get me on Hot Ones.
Big stars. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Even Macaulay Culkin. It's like,
when's the last time you saw him do a sit down interview?
How they get that guy to come out of, you know, retirement for an interview.
And it's sort of cool that he was like, I'll go on. Like, I don't know what he's promoting. He's probably doing something right now, but it does seem like people generally, they'll do interviews when they've got something to promote.
Yes.
But you might go on that just because you're a fan of the show and you're like, well, I'm famous. I'll go on there and see what happens. That'll be fun.
I mean, I'll get some chicken out of it.
I get chicken wings.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
All the sweet nothings with Taylor and Travis next.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.